It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everyone. It is me, Kennedy. Saving the world is a very tiring job, so I've decided to take today for myself, and I'm going to play you one of my favorite past episodes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this rehashed moment of Kennedy Saves the World. Hi. Hi, friends. Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World in video. And when I'm just by myself, I'm going to show you a good time, meaning I'm going to be on video. I'm not going to give you favors for money. Maybe at some point, you know. It's like when I leave this place and OnlyFans peters out, I'll do foot stuff. You know, it's like, who am I to judge at this point? So it's very interesting because as we are halfway through January, and for me it's dry January, which, okay, I'm gonna talk about something else, but I'm going to give you a very quick dry January update. So far, it's not bad at all, and I kind of like it, and I didn't expect that. As you know, and we have discussed many times on the showgram here on this podcast, Kennedy Saves the World, brought to you by Nabisco and JBL headphones. Neither of those are true, but I really wish they were. Okay. I have gone without booze many, many times in my life, and oftentimes for years at a time. Before I do triathlons, I don't drink for 2 weeks, and it's not a problem because you're like resetting the body. So I haven't taken a month off of drinking in a couple of years. I went completely dry for Lent about 5 years ago, and after 2 weeks, I was like, this is really dumb. I want a margarita. But I have to say, and maybe I was too intoxicated in December, that I'm actually enjoying myself. So I have 3 tests in the month of January that I thought were going to be difficult. One, I went to a concert. Not really a concert. It was, went and saw a band at Cafe Wa in the Village here in New York City. And they were amazing. It was, the house band was phenomenal. Some of the best live performers, musicians, and vocalists that I have seen in quite some time in New York City. They were amazing, and I loved it. But, you know, I had nachos and Diet Coke and cranberry and club soda. And that was fine. And I was, like, shockingly fine. To the point where I was having a conversation with myself, like, why am I enjoying this so much? Maybe there is this part of an ongoing intervention that I don't know about, and they're luring me into sobriety. Am I going to be one of those morally superior people that's like, yeah, I don't drink, I'm better than you? I hope so. Just the moral superiority part. But I'm looking forward to the booze, but not as much as I thought I would. And then Sunday night, I took one of my daughters and her best friend to the New York Rangers game. Let's go, Rangers. And always hockey is associated in my mind with Jack and Coke because I'm an American and not a communist. And I thought that it wouldn't be as much fun, but it turns out you can flip off the players on the opposing team sober and feel perfectly good about it. That was not something I anticipated. But what a lot of people are anticipating, so dry January is fine. I know other people who are doing it, and they've already lost their way. It is already very much it's a monsoon of a January for some of the people who had big hopes and dreams with me. But now I'm over halfway through the month, so I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, now I'm dug in. Now I'm stubborn about it, all right? But, man, 9 a.m., February 1st, look out, world, and keep the keys away from the steamrollers because I'm coming for you. Very interesting study recently. There were 2,000 adults polled about icks. And this is one of the words that the young people use when they talk about things in relationships that disgust them. So 65% of people said that they broke off a relationship because of an ick. And that's basically just something that grosses you out. And it's a very interesting list. And I'm going to come at it straightforward at first, and please join me on this journey. But then we're going to take a bit of a right turn. And I hope you join me on that because this is a very necessary turn. 88% of people in this survey said that they have ghosted someone completely because of a trait that turned them off. obviously, smelling bad is the worst trait. That is at the top of the list of the 40 things that gross you out, that could potentially cause you to end a relationship. Smelling bad is number one. And I was thinking about this, and it occurred to me that some people don't realize they smell bad because of long COVID. For real, if you had COVID and you lost your sense of smell and you lost your sense of taste and things still taste weird, but you don't smell it, you're not smelling yourself. You don't know that that you are the one emanating the stank fog from your pits and booty everywhere you go. Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there are plenty of people who are doing that, so that's at the top of the list. Now, if you are trying to be attractive, if you are on apps, if you're getting set up by your friends, put your best foot forward. That means take some time every day, every other day, to do a little manicuring, whatever that is. The nails, the beave, the hair, the tongue. Scrape your tongue. Use Listerine. Floss really well. Whatever you have to do, get it. You're the only one who has an intimate relationship with your disgusting bits. No one wants to have a relationship with your naughty bits that are disgusting. So you are the one in charge of the grooming. You have to make sure that you are your most presentable self. You basically have to be a walking headshot wherever you go. And that is the unfortunate reality, because everyone's got filters. And I think there is so much cultural delusion that people think they look as good as their filter. You do not. You do not. You probably have some sad angles. I'm not going to lie to you, but all is not lost. Just do your very best with what you got. Keep things clean. And it's very interesting because having dirty fingernails, that was at number six. The only time you can have dirty fingernails is if you are a pipe fitter or you are a mechanic. And then it's sexy. If you're a contractor, that's fine. If you are working with your hands and grease and dirt are naturally gravitating there because you are a hardworking, blessed, dedicated soul, that's okay. That's forgiven. But if you have just gross, like soy boy, long fingernails, deal breaker. And I am with the people who are judgmental on this ick list. Living in a mess, there is never an excuse. We all have Netflix. I'm sure if you don't have Netflix, you've got someone's password. Watch Marie Kondo. I know she is my patron saint. I say that unapologetically. Tidy up your house. It's so much fun. Throw things away. Hold them next to your heart. If they don't bring you joy, toss them, donate them, sell them, get them out of your house so they don't create clutter. No, don't ever bring someone over to your house. One, if you have navy sheets, because those are just gross. Okay? Number two, if your sheets aren't clean and if everything isn't cleaned up. Never, ever, there's no excuse for it ever in the whole world. Pretend you are celibate and entering the priesthood if you have to lie in order to forego some sort of a nocturnal mambo with another person. Because living in a mess, there's no excuse for it. If you have too much stuff, throw it away. You know what's sexy? Organization. Being neat and tidy and clean and lovely. You don't have to be OCD. You don't have to take the opposite approach. That is not what this is about. This is about you not creating an ick for another person, which is just an excuse to leave. Having bad teeth? I don't know about that one because orthodontistry is very, very expensive. Although SmileDirect.com and things like that, no excuses for bad oral hygiene. Bad teeth, if your teeth are kind of crooked, I don't think that's an ick. Being a know-it-all, that's number two. That's really funny, pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than you are. I think there is something lovely about humility and when you don't know something, saying, I don't know. You tell me. That's very cool. That is actually a great quality. You don't have to know everything. Being too clingy, yeah, that's a bad sign. If you are too clingy at the beginning of a relationship, you have not resolved your abandonment issues from another relationship. You need to spend some time alone. Not wearing socks with shoes, especially when you fly. That's just gross. We all know when we get to the airport, unless you have TSA pre and clear, you're taking your shoes off. Don't ever go to the airport in bare feet. It is so gross. It's a bad look. Having long fingernails is on here. Oversharing on social media, especially the torso. It's nasty. No one needs to see it. Kat Timpf and I talked about this list on my show about a week and a half ago, and she made a really good point. You are just trying to get attention. So if you are trying to get attention from other people on social media, don't engage in a relationship, especially a new one. Eating and talking at the same time, that's gross. Slow down. Being obsessed with star signs, what are you, 11? And you're just finding, I can't date a Taurus. No, absolutely not. And we learned in astronomy with my beloved astronomy professor, Gary Fouts, whom I would love to send into orbit because, not because I didn't like him, because I really like him, and that's where he wants to go. But Gary showed us, we mapped out the astrological signs, and they're false. They're based on a pole star that we no longer have. And there are people who are born in the middle of December who actually, according to real astronomy, don't have a star sign. So that's too bad. So if you're really into astrology, don't share it on a date. And also, get out of being too into astrology. You want to look at your horoscope every once in a while, a little guidepost? That's fine. I'm not mad about that. Wearing bad jeans? Absolutely. True religion? Don't just give them away. Burn them. Don't give someone else that that insane torture device. Using emojis in text. Thank God my mom is married, because my mom discovered emojis about 4 years ago, and she hasn't, I don't think she can send a text. I think she thinks it's illegal to text someone unless she sends 40 emojis. So what does this all mean? This list is not about other people. This list, this is not, okay, here's where we're taking the right turn. You've been warned. This list is about you. All these people were pulled because they were talking directly to you. Because your room is dirty, your fingernails are too long, your fingernails are too dirty, you have poor oral hygiene, and you smell, and you pretend like you don't, you know everything when you really don't know anything. So I get it. The pandemic changed people. We do not know how to interact with other people. We do not trust individuals because we have a natural distrust for the government. You need to pump the brakes on that. Work, always work on yourself first before you impose that on someone else, because oftentimes if you are so hung up on an ick on one thing, it's because you are terrified of getting too close to somebody because you feel you are not lovable. You are when you've bathed. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.